Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I don't know, guys, if you saw last night, I mean, we talked about it before in The Torch, how the Bible miniseries has just taken off.
Yeah.
I mean,
they're really talking it up.
Man, they got viewers. they're beating every program that's being played out there right now. I mean, the first night, they broke all the records. They led. Well, last night, I happened to be flipping the channels, and I saw the mini. I totally, you know, didn't realize it was playing. I thought it was like on a Sunday thing. I didn't realize it was playing.
Well, they replayed it during the week, yeah.
Oh, is that what they did? Okay.
They replayed it, yeah.
Oh, well, man, I tuned in exactly when Moses was parting the Red Sea. I was like, man, that is awesome.
Yeah.
That was awesome. And just to see the graphics and what they were able to do with technology, I'm like, dude, that is incredible. That is absolutely incredible. Saw the Egyptians all be taken down as they were trying to follow God's people out. I'm telling you, don't be trying to go after God's people. That's a dangerous thing, man.
You don't want to go that route.
Well, my goodness, don't put your mouth or your hands on the prophet, because it may not go well. It won't go well with you.
That's right.
And it's not going to be good. But speaking of the Bible and the miniseries and Moses and a Pharaoh, did you guys hear about the locust? The locust, not just in the Bible that affected Egypt, but not like a few days ago.
Oh, really?
There's a swarm of locusts, the New York Times is reporting, that's just been all over the place out there.
Where? Here in the States?
No. In Egypt. Egypt. And they actually flew into Israel. But according to research, the locusts had originated from the deserts of Sudan, then moved north in search of food, right? Mm-hmm. And Israel announced a locust alert on Monday. And they say after large swarms were spotted in the Cairo area. And you've got to see these pictures of these. I mean, they're huge. They're like little flying birds. I mean, they're huge. This is interesting. The Ministry of Agriculture set up a hotline for swarm sightings, okay? And by Tuesday, They say grasshoppers the size of small birds were reported on balconies and gardens and all throughout the central and northern part of Israel. And what they said is that the largest concentration looked like this black cloud of millions that settled in Egypt. And I mean, this is like the eighth plague, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right.
That God sent towards Egypt to let God's people go. This is serious. Potato farmers are actually complaining that their fields were being ruined. And drivers said they could not even see through their windshield for all the bugs flying in their direction. And so really, really, really interesting. On the upside, people are eating and frying up locusts left and right over there because they are kosher in Israel. Locusts are kosher.
They're chowing down.
But they are eating them. But it makes you think. It makes you wonder. I mean, it just makes you wonder in the middle of Egypt going through what they're going through, in the middle of a dictator that's elected president but then just takes complete power, who is from the Muslim Brotherhood, who considers the United States his enemy, their enemies, yet we still give them,
we're giving them
16
weapons.
Fighter jets, 200 Abrams tanks, and, you know, about $1 billion to keep peace on the border. And from a president of Egypt who calls Israelis the descendants of apes and pigs. Mm-hmm. And supposedly, allegedly, our country and this administration is giving credit to Morsi for supposedly brokering a peace deal. And it's like, no, he just told his goons to get off of him.
Right.
It's not, you know what I'm saying? That's not a peace deal.
Right.
And it's just interesting that, you know, God always has the final say. Just, you know, locusts, eighth plague, Egypt, Israel. Mm. things that make you go, exactly. You know what I'm saying? I think we need to watch this closely. Watch this closely.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.